Not everyone lives on a sewer line, and people who don't need to treat the waste from their toilets, showers, and washing machines right where they live. More than a quarter of new homes are built with septic systems in their backyards. Conventional septic setups start with an underground tank where solids settle to the bottom and get pumped out every few years. The liquid flows into several perforated pipes in the yard where it percolates through soil. Organisms in the soil absorb pathogens, and the wastewater is supposed to be clean by the time it reaches the groundwater. In some places, the theory bumps up against the reality of the region's geology. For example, health officials in St. Louis County, Minnesota, near Lake Superior, say as many as three-fourths of the septic systems aren't working properly. The trouble is, in many places here, there's hardly any soil. You often stand on bedrock. What soil there is tends to be heavy clay, which won't easily allow water to percolate through it. And the many lakes and rivers mean the groundwater can be just a few inches below the surface. So very often the traditional septic system doesn't really work here. And there are other places in the Great Lakes region with similar geology where it's a problem. Researchers at the Natural Resources Research Institute are testing several experimental systems that might work.
The module peat filters are ones that people are kind of using a lot in this area.
The NRRI's Barb McCarthy says a modular peat filter is self-contained in a plastic tub about the size of a refrigerator, usually buried in the ground. It can clean up the wastewater generated by one or two people. She says peat is very good at removing germs and other pathogens in the waste.
Now, I think that part of that is because of the biological community that you find in a peat filter. It's probably dominated more by the fungi and those type of organisms.
So the filters team up with nature to break down anything in the wastewater that could cause disease. McCarthy says it works so well, they've seen everything from worms to frogs living in the peat filters. Dan Carbon installed a peat system when he built a house on a lake north of Duluth. Carbon says he decided against a traditional septic system.
All I heard was they might work, they might not work. So they were really subject to fail. And I didn't want that, so I was willing to spend the extra money to get something that I felt was going to be not only last longer, but also it's going to look more appealing on our land site here.
Carbon paid about twice as much for the peat system as he would have for a traditional system, but he's delighted that it works so well. It even warns him with beepers and lights when he's got a problem.
So last spring we had all the rain, and we had alarms going off everywhere because the leaching field was so saturated with water that it wasn't taking any more water. It was telling the pumps not to pump us any more water. So we needed to cut back on our water usage.
In a traditional septic system, there would be no warning. Your nose would tell you when the trenches were too full. The peat system is just one of the new technologies that hold promise for problem home sites, like lakeshores. More and more people are deciding to live at the lake instead of just visiting on weekends. At Grand Lake north of Duluth, people have converted a lot of cabins to year-round homes. Their sewage was feeding the algae, and the lake was turning green.
If you want to keep your lake, we found out from the other lakes around here that the overload is just too much and everything blooms in the summertime. And the lake becomes unusable in the nicest months of the year.
Gene Curnow and his neighbors got together and built a wetland to handle their wastewater. Each house has a tank for the solids. Pumps send the liquid to the wetland, built away from the lake. Bacteria among the roots of the plants break down the pathogens in the wastewater. Curnow says the lake has been cleaner since they built the wetland.
The nutrients are not getting into the lake like they were. And that's what this does. It brings the nutrients out here and lets the plants eat them.
Constructed wetlands and peat filters could do a good job of treating household sewage in many sensitive areas, but rules in most states aren't set up to permit them. Health and environmental officials in a few areas are now considering changing the rules to benefit nature and to cope with the growing number of houses in rural areas. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.